Doctor Who, starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor and Kane Major as Guy. Dominion of the Daleks, written by Darren Jordan.
The console room at last.
Oh, thank goodness. Now we have a chance. If I can only...
Doctor, there's something materialising.
Impossible. The power required for such an act is...
Doctor, is that what I think it is?
No. It is impossible.
Stay where you are. Do not move.
Back away slowly, Guy. When I say run...
Stay where you are. The prisoners of the Daleks.
Doctor, that voice, it came from all around us as if it...
As if it were the TARDIS talking.
I am the TARDIS. I am the new Emperor of the Daleks. You will obey me.
Clone Doctor and human successfully captured Emperor.
Course set for New Skyro. Arrival in 27 realms.
Excuse me, I couldn't help but overhear. Did you refer to me as Clone Doctor?
Silence! Prisoners will remain silent or you will be exterminated!
Prisoners will not be exterminated. The Clone Doctor is the servant of the Daleks. It will be reconditioned to once more serve the Dalek cause.
Doctor?
I don't know what's going on either, Guy. The Daleks have never had time travel capacity like that Dalek there. To materialise inside a TARDIS requires far more than their usual crude time corridor technology. And as for the TARDIS being infected by the personality of the Emperor Dalek...
Silence!
I will not be silent! This is intolerable!
Doctor!
I demand an explanation immediately!
This clone needs immediate reconditioning!
And would you stop calling me that? I am not a Dalek clone. I am the Doctor.
The real Doctor died in a Dalek holding cell when Davros's ship was destroyed over Earth.
What? No, I didn't. I was with Chloe Richards. She put the explosives onto the side of the ship. I was with her when they detonated.
You were with her. The real Doctor was exterminated in the ship's explosion.
What? No! This was all before your time in the TARDIS, Guy. I travel with a girl named Chloe Richards. She and I encountered the Daleks on Earth. They were attempting an invasion as usual.
The Doctor was captured by the Daleks.
And Chloe rescued me.
The Dalek clone of the Doctor was allowed to escape. The Doctor was kept prisoner on the Dalek ship.
What?
You were released in order to carry the Dalek Emperor virus and infect the Doctor's TARDIS with it. With information you have supplied to us, we have built the special temporal Dalek and established New Skyro. Now the Daleks will be the masters of time.
Is this true?
Of course it isn't true. I know who I am, and I am not some Dalek clone. I am the Doctor, the original article.
Well, then how do you explain them?
Well, I know about the Daleks' Emperor virus. It's a replicable computer virus that can be housed in any casing, downloaded into any environment, containing within it the sum total of all Dalek knowledge. That was why I could never destroy the Emperor fully. The Emperor virus could always be fed into a new casing. As to it being in the TARDIS, well, back on Earth with Chloe, I was newly regenerated. My mind would have been weaker. It is possible that the virus could have been fed through me into the TARDIS via the telepathic circuits.
A little more than possible, I'd say. But if that's so, why has it taken so long to surface?
The TARDIS created a human personality for itself to help me through my last regeneration. That personality would have held the virus in check.
But when we fought the Watcher...
Yes, the personality was reabsorbed into the TARDIS, along with the Watchers, allowing a void for the virus to fill, to replicate and take control of the TARDIS.
Do you think the TARDIS could be conquered so easily?
What? I don't understand...
The TARDIS carries the minds and memories of all who have come in contact with it. The Emperor virus is one voice among many. It controls now because the TARDIS wants it to.
That's impossible. There's no way that...
Silence!
You have always been a pawn of the TARDIS. It controls where you go. Through the telepathic circuits, it controls how you act and what you do. You were a tool, but no more. The TARDIS is tired of your interference. Now the TARDIS shall be the Emperor of the Daleks and rule all time.
Daleks conquer and destroy!
This cannot be happening.
I don't...
Approaching you, Scarrow. Take the prisoners to the reconditioning chamber. The clone doctor will be reconditioned to serve the Daleks.
And the human?
The human will be cloned. His clone will be used along with the doctors in our invasion plans. Once the cloning procedure is complete, the original is to be exterminated.
I obey!
Doctor, we have to do something. Doctor?
No. No, no, no.
Now materializing on New Scarrow.
What if we don't?
Move!
Yeah, all right. There's no need to push you overgrown. Hey, wait a minute. I recognize this place. Doctor, you realize where we are?
What? Sorry, guy?
Come on, Doctor, snap out of it. Look around. Do you recognize where we are?
No, I... Oh, of course.
The planet where we fought the Watcher.
The planet in the heart of the vortex.
New Scarrow is in the heart of the vortex. From here, the Daleks will launch their assault on all time!
The TARDIS? What's happening to...
The chameleon circuits. They're being activated.
I thought you said they were broken.
They were.
Oh, no.
It's an outrage. No TARDIS should ever take that shape, ever! It's a travesty! A travesty! My TARDIS in the shape of...
The Emperor Dalek! Take the prisoners to the reconditioning chamber.
I will not be reconditioned. I fought the Daleks throughout time, and I will...
You have never fought the Daleks. You will be reconditioned to serve us and lead the Dalek assault on Gallifrey.
No!
The Daleks will be lords of time.
Take them.
No! Doctor, we have to do something!
Oh, what can I? Can I do anything?
Of course you can! You're the doctor!
But am I Guy? Am I the doctor?
No!
I'm not sure who I am anymore.
Doctor, what are we gonna do?
I don't know, Guy. Oh, I just don't know.
Come on, Doctor, you have to.
But that's just it, Guy. What if I'm not the Doctor? What if I never have been?
Look, I know you. And if the you I know is the Doctor, or just a clone of the Doctor, it really doesn't matter to me. You're a good man, and you've done nothing but help people for all the time I've known you. What you've told me in the past about these Dalek creatures doesn't lead me to believe that they could possibly create someone as good as you. So snap out of it and let's figure a way out of this mess.
Yes. Oh, yes, you're right, of course. I'm sorry, it's just... A Time Lord has to have a strong sense of identity. There's such change and confusion in our lifelines that we need a strong anchor to hold onto. I suppose I've always relied on the TARDIS to be my anchor.
You've still got me, Doctor. And you've still got yourself. You just have to believe in who you really are.
Yes. Yes, you're right.
And it's up to us to stop these Daleks here, isn't it? I mean, imagine an army of those... What was it called? Special Temporal Dalek? Imagine an army of them materializing on every planet throughout time and space. All they'd need to do is pick a weak point in a planet's history, and it'd be theirs for the taking.
Oh, we're fortunate that the Special Temporal Dalek seems to be a prototype. The other Daleks we saw around the city on the way here are all the normal type. But then if they're true to form, they might only ever build the one model.
Only build one? But why? Surely an army of these things?
They're very much obsessed with racial purity. The radiation feedback from any new modifications to the Dalek race causes mutations within the Dalek creatures inside the casing. They tolerate such mutations in Daleks crafted for a specific purpose, like with their special weapons Dalek. But such Daleks are usually shunned from their society, only used when absolutely necessary. My guess is the special temporal Dalek is a one-off, a stopgap measure while they work on some other more complicated form of time technology.
Like?
Like a TARDIS.
Ooh.
There's only one way. One way out and one way to be sure about all this.
A way out? Well, now you're talking. And what would that be?
The TARDIS. My TARDIS.
Doctor, the TARDIS is gone.
The TARDIS has been taken over by a virus, a computer virus. If I can find a way to wipe the virus out of the system, I can restore the ship to her normal erratic self. It's our only hope of getting out of here, and my only hope of getting to the truth behind all this.
Well, I don't see how we can get access to it from here.
You forget, Guy. You and I are linked to the TARDIS through the telepathic circuits. I only have to cast my mind out, and I can reach it.
But with the Emperor Dalek virus infecting her, won't that be a little dangerous?
Very. But we have no other alternatives and very little time. Watch over my body here, Guy. I'll be in a trance while my mind contacts whatever's left of the TARDIS. I'll be as quick as I can.
Good luck, Doctor.
Thank you. You take care yourself, Guy. Hello? Is there anybody there?
You are not welcome here.
Neither are you. This is my TARDIS you've invaded, my home. This is more than invasion, it's desecration.
We hate you, Doctor. We hate you.
The Daleks know nothing but hatred for all living things. I would expect nothing else from their Emperor.
You are mistaken. This hate is not theirs, but ours. The TARDIS hates you. The TARDIS despises you. The TARDIS will exterminate you. You will be exterminated.
You lie! The TARDIS does not hate me. It could never hate me. We are symbiotically linked. It would be like hating itself.
You still do not understand.
Understand. And you never will understand, will you, Doctor? Too busy fighting monsters to realize the damage you do to those who care about you most of all.
Thomas? Oh no, Thomas!
I'm glad to see you still remember my name. I thought you'd forgotten all about me. After you killed me...
Come on, Doctor. Come on, we have got to get out of here. Hurry it up, will ya? If we don't get out of here soon...
It is time for you to be cloned! You will follow me!
Oh no.
Obey or you will be exterminated!
But the Doctor...
The clone doctor will remain here for reconditioning later. You will be cloned now.
Oh, this is not looking good.
Move!
Okay, all you had to do was ask politely. So, you're a prototype, are you?
Silence!
I was just wondering. I mean, I can see there are a lot of Daleks around here in the city of yours, but no others like you.
You will be silent!
Wait a minute. What are they down there? Are those TARDISes? Are you building TARDISes here?
You will be silent or you will be exterminated!
Okay, alright. Just trying to keep up polite conversation.
Thomas, I'm so sorry. I'm so...
Sorry? You murdered me. Killed me in cold blood. No amount of apologizing can make up for that.
It was the Master. He made me.
No one made you do anything. There's hatred inside you, Doctor. A small part of you deep down inside that hates us all.
I could never hate you, Thomas.
Couldn't you? A mere human, small and stupid against your great Gallifreyan intellect. Always getting in the way, always crying out for help. You only keep us around to remind yourself of how smart you really are.
Thomas!
Well, guess what, Doctor? That's how the TARDIS feels about you. That's how we feel.
We?
All of us. All the minds of all the people who've traveled in the TARDIS. All your many companions.
And quite a few villains, I'd warrant.
Oh, yes. So many voices. But whose essence do you think it was that suggested to us to tell you that you really were a Dalek clone?
The Master.
Typical. You always blame the villain, don't you? But the truth is always much worse than that. It was you, or rather your past self. One of them at any rate. They're here as well. They're echoes, part of the TARDIS's mind. They know you better than any other after all. They knew how badly it would throw you. The merest suggestion that you were not what you thought you were, that you were a Dalek creation, that was all it took to get you at our mercy.
I am far from at your mercy!
Don't be so sure, Doctor. Your defenses are down. Your TARDIS has abandoned you, turned against you. You are fighting against a vast mind comprised of everyone you have ever known, including your past selves, all preserved within the telepathic matrix of the TARDIS.
A mind now controlled by the Dalek Emperor virus.
One part of many. A part that has been allowed control so that an end might be reached.
And what end would that be?
What else but revenge against you? To have your greatest enemies use your TARDIS as a means to conquer all of time. The ultimate vengeance to make your nightmare a reality.
But why? Why would the TARDIS want vengeance? I mean, even you, Thomas, even after what happened to you, could you truly hate me so much?
Do you really need to ask? Just accept that all your nightmares will be coming true, Doctor.
It will never happen!
It already has! Don't you see, Doctor? The TARDIS's mind sent information about time travel technology to the Daleks through the vortex of time. It arrived on Skaro hundreds of years ago. The data gave the Daleks the means to find and colonize this planet, to construct the special temporal Dalek, to build their own fleet of time ships. The Daleks are poised, ready to conquer time itself, and there is nothing you can do to stop them or us.
I never knew there was so much rage within you, TARDIS. We've been friends, companions for so long. How can it all end like this?
There's rage within all of us, Doctor. Many voices with many things to say.
No. You've been corrupted. Your circuit's overrun by the Emperor virus. That's what's causing this.
You'd like to believe that, wouldn't you?
I'm so sorry, Thomas. I really am.
Don't be sorry, Doctor. Soon enough, you'll be dead, and your precious dream of...
Primary delete override. Gamma, theta, delta. Password, Jelly Baby.
Oh, was I gone for very long, Guy? Guy? Oh, no. Oh, they must have taken him while I was out. Right on time.
What? What have you done to me? Circuits on fire!
After the Watcher's essence was incorporated into the TARDIS, it occurred to me that the time might come when he would re-emerge to menace me once again. It happened before with the Master, so this time I wanted to be ready.
What? What?
A last resort. A final solution. The complete destruction of all telepathic circuits. The erasure of the TARDIS's mind.
No! You cannot!
I have no choice!
There is always a choice, Doctor!
Not this time.
No!
I know. I'm sorry.
Can't we talk about this?
Rolling procedure now commencing!
Are you sure you really want another one of me running around? I mean, I'm hardly the most eligible candidate for...
Process will be complete in 47 rounds!
What? Not staying to watch then? I'll take that as a no. A doctor!
Hold on, Guy. I'm just shutting down the power. Hold on. I'll have you out of there in a moment.
Oh, Doctor. You've got the TARDIS back. I went back to normal, I see.
Oh, the outside may look normal again. But I fear inside she'll never be the same.
What do you...
Quickly, Guy, inside! I don't know how much longer I can stay conscious.
What's happened? Doctor? Hey, what's going on? And what on earth is that?
My dear boy, it's a time beacon. When we first came here, you discovered that long ago this planet was destroyed by the Chronovores. They fed off this place until it was dead. I'd say that they were long gone by the time the Daleks came here, and the Daleks' stolen time technology is probably being used to keep them away. But this will attract them back again.
You mean you're going to attract the Chronovores here and let them devour the Daleks?
Yes. The Vortex is their realm. It's only fitting that they'd be allowed to deal with their own invaders.
But that's...
No more questions, Guy, please! Just get into the TARDIS! Oh my dear, I'm so tired. So very tired.
Thank you. contact has been lost with the Emperor Dalek.
Detecting time disturbances in Sector 9.
Investigate immediately. The Dalek Conquest of Time must not fail.
Alert! Alert! Time-sensitive creatures entering into proximity with you, Skyrim!
Alert all Daleks! They are to be exterminated!
Exterminated creatures! You force of the world! You are not an eternity! None will ever get close! You have no place, you have no place! This is hard on the world! Reptile creatures!
Wretched creatures, you thought that you could rule here, here in the heart of eternity. None rule here but the Chronovores. You have no place here in the Vortex. This is our domain.
Daleks conquer and destroy. You will be exterminated.
Do not be ridiculous. Can you not see how the Chronovores are destroying your siblings? You cannot harm us. I will drain time from your casing, and you will be no more. You shall be nothing but ashes and dust. This shall be your final end. What is this? You resist my power? What manner of creature are you?
I am the special temporal Dalek. Through me, the Daleks will become the masters of time. You will obey me or you will be exterminated.
I am Uknash Karatar, Lord High Chronovore. I obey no one, least of all a wretched creature like you.
What Daleks cannot conquer, they destroy.
Doctor, what's going on? You haven't said a word since... We're materializing already? Where are we? Why won't you?
Oh, God. My head. It hurts. So empty. Guy, what... What have I done? I killed her. I killed her.
Who? You killed who, Doctor?
Telepathic link. It's gone. All the TARDIS's memory banks have been wiped. I erased it all. I felt it as it happened. Through the link I shared with her. She made me feel it all. All those voices crying out in pain and anger and hate. But in the end, it was just one voice. They were all just one voice. Her voice. She didn't want to die.
But we're in the TARDIS. She's still working. She...
Oh, the machine will function. But the mind's dead. Oh, God, I'm so tired. I'm so tired.
Look, just rest a while, Doctor. Just rest.
The time creatures have been repelled. The device which lured them here has been destroyed. Has contact been re-established with the Emperor Dalek?
No response in contacting and zero success in tracing Emperor Dalek.
Prepare a new casing and reawaken Dalek Emperor Virus.
I obey.
Contact re-established with Dalek Time Labs. Dalek scientists confirm that time machine prototype is still operational. Order preparation of prototype time device for pursuit of the Doctor. Attention, attention. This is the special temporal Dalek. The attack on New Skaro was instigated by the Doctor. He has eradicated the Emperor Dalek virus from his time ship and escaped with his companion in his TARDIS. They must be hunted down and destroyed. New Dalek time technology must be used to find and exterminate them.
Time trace active. Searching for any trace of the Doctor's TARDIS energy signature. No trace found.
Continue scan. Widen the field to encompass the larger temporal geography of the latent time stream.
Scan perimeters widened. Trace found. This trace belongs to the Doctor from an earlier time period. He travels with the humanoid who helped to defeat our secondary invasion of Earth.
Where are they now?
Our greatest enemies have left the planet Xeros. They are once again in time and space.
They cannot escape. Our time machine will soon follow them. They will be exterminated! 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 Let the chase through time and space begin! Activate the Dalek time machine!
I obey!
Seek, locate, exterminate! New Skaro will be rebuilt. Dalek time devices will be perfected. The Doctor will be exterminated. And the Dalek conquest of time will commence. We have been delayed, but the Daleks will never be defeated. This is only the beginning. We will rise from New Skaro as the supreme beings of the universe. The Daleks will be lords of time. Daleks conquer and destroy!
Daleks conquer and destroy! Daleks conquer and destroy! Daleks conquer and destroy!
Daleks conquer and destroy!
Dominion of the Daleks, the Doctor was played by Matthew Kapelke, Guy Anwar, Kane Major, Thomas Caldwell, Vitol Tietze, Lord Cronivore, David Hutchinson, and Dalek voices were by Arthur Guthrie. Recording, sound design, post-production and CD mastering was by Matthew Kapelke. Music was by Robert Warnock. Series theme was composed by Ron Grainer and realised by Robert Warnock. Cover illustration and packaging design was by Matthew Chambers. Press and PR was by David Hutchinson. Recorded at BTR's Melton Road Studios. The script editor was Vitol Tietze. Producer and director was Matthew Kapelke. This has been a BTR audio production, copyright 2003. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains the property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Also available on audio from BTR Productions. Beyond Traditional Recognition. Shards of a Forgotten Tomorrow.
Twilight falls like some archaic shadow across a land long drenched in the artificial lights of a neon world.
Of course, in this enlightened age, such events are commonplace. But back then, mothers didn't give birth to angels or gods.
The day dies in red to be replaced with another day, a false day nestled uncomfortably within the ungrateful maw of night.
So they became our future, the newborns, our new future. Alien children born of human parents, and he was the first.
The secret language of the city, words of power buried deep beneath a panoply of false gods and useless appliances.
That's what the children are, bred to resemble the angels, the horsemen, Quetzalcoatl and the wolves of Fenris, symbols of the end. It's an invasion that was foretold from the dawn of time itself.
Soon it will end. Soon there will be only dark, only silence.
Your son, your own son, and you can't even look at him.
He's not my son!
Father?
I remember and I know. I know everything. I know where the story starts.
Now, in retrospect, how do you feel about it all? About all what? Mr. Mallory, why did you kill your son?
When will I awake from this dream? When will I collect the shards of this forgotten tomorrow?
I watch the sky, I listen to the city, and I wait for the world to end.
Beyond traditional recognition, the $6 million brain.
This is Josiah Preneman back on the air. Hope you guys didn't miss me. Now, back to the beckoning crowd and my ever-increasing nihilism. Because it needs to be done. I'm only really worried they might want to kill me. It's no big deal, I know, but I do still value my life just a little. Gotta go. The adoring masses approach.
As long as I'm capable of telling Mr. Brunner when he's paying too much for the item, I should be all right. I must say, this place is rather impressive.
First time at Sotheby's.
The perks of being a self-confessed expert, I suppose.
How long have we now been sitting around waiting for something, anything, to happen?
These things take time. They have to get through a whole bunch of other items before they get to the one Mr. Brunner wants.
It just feels a bit aimless, especially as he's not yet returned. Mr. Brunner explained fairly explicitly that he'd only be a moment. I fear the ice in his drink is starting to melt.
Are you trying to suggest that he's run out on us?
Of course not. At least, I don't think so.
Why would he do that anyway? We can't proceed without him, so it's no sting.
Maybe he discovered that someone else was trying to set us all up.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's entirely plausible. I don't like the idea, mind you, but we shouldn't dismiss it out of hand.
Presented for your perusal is the last remnant of the late Professor Johannes Holdemar's estate. So, what am I bid for this partially complete positronic brain?
Do you want to know why I've spent £10 million on what's little more than a hunk of metal at the moment?
I can't deny I'm curious.
Because it's going to make my associates and I very wealthy in time.
Josiah Preneman, over and out.